Our colleague Melissa Block has been on a road trip around the country for her series, Our Land. She's bringing us stories about communities, how where you live shapes your identity. Her latest trip took her to the Mississippi Delta, where a big part of that identity is blues music.
If you're in Clarksdale, Mississippi, home of the Delta Blues, everybody says you have to go to Red's Juke Joint. Tonight, it's Leo Bud Welch playing. Come on, let's go. Red's Blues Club is the real deal. A small room, a few tables, a fridge full of beer, red lights strung around a low ceiling. Leo Bud Welch sits hunched over a sparkly, hot pink electric guitar.
Leo Bud Welch, he's 85 years old, and by far I think he's the baddest real blues man out there now.
That's the owner of Red's Juke Joint, Red Payden.
We're just hanging out, having a conversation right about now.
Red is burly with dark glasses, a ball cap, salt and pepper beard.
Blues is my heritage, you know, I come up on that. You know, there's really not any money in it and stuff. I do it because I like it and stuff, you know.
The Mississippi Delta gave us blues legends Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters, Charlie Patton, Son House. He was born just a couple of miles away from where this club is now. Red Payden points to the photos pinned up on the walls of his club, photos of the bluesmen, and they're pretty much all men, who've played here.
Oh, that's the Wolfman, Robert Wolfman Belfour. Lazy Lester up there, T-Mile Ford, the ladies' man.
There are a few young faces on the walls, but mostly these are old-timers.
This is Cadillac John here. He's 90. He plays that Mule Train Blues, and when he's gone, everything's gone.
Red Payden grew up here in the Delta. He remembers the first juke joint he went to as a kid, dirt floor out in the countryside.
Everybody would make food, make their own beer and stuff, their own liquor. You know, they made homemade guitars and homemade drums, you know, stuff like that there. And it was a community thing, you know.
These days, jobs have fled the Mississippi Delta, and towns like Clarksdale are hurting. Blues tourism is one solution. Reds draws blues fans from all over.
You name it, they're coming from there. Germany, Switzerland, Sweden, Brazil, Philippines, Japan, China.
The night we're at Red's, it's a small crowd, tourists mostly, spellbound as they listen to octogenarian bluesman Leo Bud Welch.
Yo, mother. Love me,
blues is something to do with the trials and tribulations that you go through. And when you can get out there and sing about it and stuff, you know, it makes the day go by quicker.
That's Red Payden, juke joint owner and, despite the blues, an optimist.
Every day I get up is a beautiful day to me. Can you dig it? You open up your eyes and look around. Damn, I'd have made another day. I can go do what I want. And feeling good, too, you can get up and do what you want to do.
Melissa Block, NPR News, at Red's Juke Joint in Clarksdale, Mississippi.